And now for the weekend. The Southern Sierra Miwok Nation is having its annual Big Time Gathering in Yosemite National Park on Saturday and Sunday. FM89's news director Alice Daniels spoke about it with Bill Leonard, chairman of the tribe. He starts by saying a lot of other tribes from the region will join in.
It's a time we all kind of get together, you know, we sing and dance and celebrate in that way and keep our traditions moving, you know, so that future generations can have an idea of the culture.
Could you give us a few examples of traditions that you'll be experiencing?
We'll mostly be with our traditional dancing. You know, if you've never seen it, it's hard to explain, but it's not like what you see at a powwow, okay? There's a lot of powwows that go on and everybody thinks we're all the same. Well, in California, we have a completely different culture than what you might see in the plains.
Is it possible to describe the dance?
Describing it is one thing. Seeing it and feeling it, you know, is what it's about. Basically, it'll be like honoring life and honoring the people. This time of year, we're looking forward to, like, the acorn. So there'll be dances for the acorn. There'll be different dances like that. And it's more of the experience than just talking about it.
Yes.
That's where I'm at, you know, is that we feel the songs, we feel the dance, and without that, then it's just words. It doesn't mean as much.
No, I understand. That's really beautiful. Do you have the gathering every year in Yosemite?
Yeah, we've had this particular gathering since, early 70s.
Tell me about your relationship to Yosemite. Your tribe was there long before the park opened.
Yeah, we've been there since, we always say thousands of years that we were traveling through there. And this whole area up here, it's not just Yosemite Valley, it's the whole area here, including Mariposa County and, you know, surrounding areas like that. You know, and we're mixed. We have Miwok, Paiute, Chukchansi, Yokuts, you know, Monos. We're all related in some way. So we just kind of come together and we celebrate certain dances. And because a lot of these things we couldn't do until the Native American Freedom of Religion Act. Before that, we had to hide out and do them. We couldn't go in the middle of the park and do it. So
I would imagine that a lot of people like to watch this, but the public isn't necessarily invited.
We put it out there a little bit, but it's not like we're inviting. It's not like a powwow. You know, we have an annual powwow. Everybody is invited, the public, whoever. But that's different than our ceremonial type things.
Right, this is more personal.
This is more for us to come together and, you know, for a lot of it, we don't allow pictures. You know, once we get in the roundhouse, there's no pictures, no video, nothing like that. And so when a lot of tourists come, they don't understand that. So then it makes it difficult when we tell them they can't be taking pictures. If there's some dancing outside, then they could ask and find out. But people should always ask before they start taking pictures.
Well, thank you, Bill, so much for talking to me.
Okay.